Krisis, Perkei, Mishnah Zayin. We continue on with the same kind of setup. Here we have a chaticha shel chelev, a chaticha shel chelev kodesh. So we have two pieces of food. One is, they're both chelev, meaning that whoever eats anything is for sure chayev chatas, if he does b'shogeg. But one of them is also kodesh, meaning you had an animal which was had chelev and was forbidden, but in addition, a person consecrated this animal, meaning that the chelev now is hekdesh, so one who eats it is liable not just to the chatas for eating the chela, but also for an asha me'ilos for eating the hekdesh. So, same setup, A, B, C. First case, A. Reuven achal es achas men ve'en yadua eiz men achal. Reuven ate one of the two pieces. Doesn't know which one he ate. Maybe it was chelev. Maybe it was chelev and kodesh. Therefore, maybe chatas. He brings a chatas because for sure he ate chelev. So for that, you're doing a chatas. As far as the kodesh part, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Tanakama holds, like the chachamim. If you don't know if he did it, you don't bring an ashram anything. Rabbi Kiva omer, maybe ashram tali. Rabbi Kiva says, besides for the chatas that you have to bring, of course, because you definitely ate chelev, you have to bring an ashram tali, because Rabbi Kiva shita is, like we saw before, if you maybe did or maybe didn't do an issue that has to bring an ashram, then you have to bring the ashram tali for that as well. Achalesa shnia, if Reuven eats the second piece as well. So now we know he ate both chelev and chelev that was kodesh. Maybe shtei chataos v'asham vaday. Now he has to bring a carbon for everything. He brings a chatas for each of the two pieces, because he had chelev and more chelev, and he also brings one asham me'ilos for the fact he ate the kodesh. Now the case here has to be where it was in shtei ha'lamos, two separate lapses of awareness, meaning that he ate the first piece, and then when someone said, you know, you shouldn't be eating that, there's chelev on the table, and then he forgets and does it a second time, or something like that. The point is that if he did in a single hela, meaning he went to the table and had lunch and ate both the pieces, then for sure, since it's in one hela, one lapse of awareness, he'd bring just one chatas for both pieces of chelev. So it'd be just one chatas and one asham melos. But the case of permission is where there was two separate lapses, two separate helamos episodes, and therefore he has to bring two chataos and an asham vada and asham melos. Achal echad Esarishona uva acher vaachal esashnia. So again, this is like KC of the Mishnah, like the previous Mishnah is. Reuven ate one piece, Shimon ate the other piece. Neither one knows which piece they ate. So for sure they both ate chelev. And therefore, ze mevi chatas vze mevi chatas. For sure they each had to bring chatas because they ate chelev. Each one may or may not have eaten the kodesh. Therefore, they might be or may not have done me'ila. And therefore, Tanakam holds like the chamim. You don't do anything. But Rabbi Kiva Omer, ze mevi asham tali, vze mevi asham tali. Rabbi Kiva holds, like before, if you might have done the iser, that's mechayev to bring an asham, you have to bring an asham tali in its place. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds each person, Reuven and Shimon, brings both a chatas for the vadai certain chelev ate, and also an asham tali for maybe having done me'ila and eating the kodesh as well. Rabbi Shimon, according to his shita, goes, Omer ze chatas vze chatas, since each of the two for sure ate the chelev, they bring a chatas. Since between the two of them, they also for sure ate kodesh, they bring an asham vadai, an asham elos between the two of them, and again with a tanai, whoever is the person who did it, it should be for him. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ein shnai mevin asham echad. Rabbi Yossi, consistent with his shita, says no such thing as bring a joint offering with a tanai, so therefore neither one brings any ashamos, according to Yossi and the Tanakam and the Halacha, just each person brings a chatas for the fact they for sure ate the chelev and nothing they need to bring for the maybe or maybe not having done me'ilah.